two dirty hands. Something my daddy didn't understand. Something his daddy didn't understand. So it starts with me. Cause we can be free, yeah, yeah, I know that. Let's try to fix the things that's been broken. We can be free, yeah, yeah, I know that. It starts with me. Cause we can be free, yeah, yeah, I know that. Let's try to fix the things that's been broken. Hey, this is Cody with the Freedom Group. Thanks for checking out the second part of this identity series. In the previous part, we discussed the nature of purpose and how it can be misleading to us in the process of forming our identities. So in this session, I'm going to go even deeper into the topic, and I'm also going to introduce vision and passion to demonstrate their more critical role in the development of your identity. Understanding this is important because the process you go through to self-identify is the same process you will undergo to define or redefine the identity of your company. Just like your business, purpose is not actually meant for you. It's meant for other people around you. And the truth is, our purpose is meant to fuel the passion of other people who find what we do inspiring or worthwhile. So when you make the purpose of your life finding your purpose, you subject yourself to any prevailing wind that happens to be blowing, offering you a solution to your dilemma. So it also ends in bitter frustration, because even when you latch on to great purpose, it's still fleeting. And this leaves you in a state of constant pursuit. And what happens when you achieve the end of your purpose? What happens is you'll be just as lost as you were when you started. The point is, as I mentioned in the previous post, purpose is subjective, meaning it's irrational. And the point of irrationality is that it's emotional and deeply subconscious. When you make yourself open to being easily led by your emotions, then you can easily be led away from your identity. The quest for purpose comes from our perceived need to pursue a sense of greater significance, of higher meaning, of something that feels uniquely profound. This need stems from a variety of different places, such as a desire to fit in, a sense of rejection, and a need for approval. And what we fail to realize in the process is that by looking outside and to others for greater meaning, that is, looking to other people to tell us who we are, what we subconsciously agree to is that we are insignificant. And we open ourselves up to the influence of other people to reshape us into whatever their image for our life might be. Searching for purpose affirms a subconscious belief, which is now firmly rooted in your psyche. It's a belief that tells you you have no purpose. You are effectively saying that you are not good enough, and the subconscious will tend to override anything that happens in the conscious mind in the moment that it occurs. That's why people will cling to a false belief even though they know it's false. Their subconscious overpowers their ability to accept a reality. They engage in a willing suspension of the truth. That's why purpose is so elusive in the moment you are looking for it, and your subconscious fear that your life lacks meaning will always override your sense of satisfaction with the work that you do and the person that you are. Until you cancel the belief that you are insignificant, nothing you do will ever feel fulfilling. Now, isn't fear of inadequacy a major dilemma that many people struggle with? And if that's the case, then is this not the cause? Is it not this misplaced idea that we must strive to achieve a sense of greater meaning or higher purpose outside the natural course our life was meant to take? And so I have to ask you, higher purpose to whom? Better purpose to whom? Whose standards are you appealing to? These are questions you need to ask, because you need to know who told you that you were insignificant. Where did that idea come from? the concept is really foreign to you because it goes against one of your only natural instincts, which is the instinct for self-preservation, because the belief, the false belief, that you are insignificant is self-destructive. The truth is, when it comes to purpose, there is no purpose to purpose. This is because true purpose is never about you. It's about how others are impacted by the life that you live. A hammer was not created to pound nails for the hammer's sake. It was created to fulfill a purpose for the sake of the carpenter. For the sake of the family in the house, the hammer and the carpenter worked to build. The hammer just went around doing what it loved, so to speak, what came naturally to it. It would be unnatural for a hammer to paint china. Now, this is not to say that you shouldn't engage in a continual process of self-improvement and growth, but there's a keen difference between the natural process of growth that occurs through the course of you living your life and an artificial one motivated by a fear or a belief of inadequacy. You are in charge of your ability. That's why we have schools, training, knowledge, and philosophy. All of these things come together in their time to form who you are at the end of your life. And that's the key. A person is really nothing until they're dead. Then it's final. Death is final. Then other people can look back on your life and see it for all of its different pieces. So the question is, why does all of this matter beyond just mere interesting information? It matters because the reason why many people go into business is to achieve a higher sense of purpose. Some people enter this phase naturally. Others enter it attempting to force something to happen. They want to show people they are pursuing something greater. And regardless of what prompted you to choose this path, it doesn't really matter now. You're here and you're in charge of where you go tomorrow. So it's my goal to make sure your head is screwed on straight, that you are in control of the drivers behind what you want, and you are in control of how you see yourself, beginning with subconscious self-perceptions. It's essential at this stage to undergo a process of self-reflection and self-assessment to determine what you are doing, what you believe, and where those beliefs and decisions came from. If you wanted to wipe the slate clean, you know, and do a hard reset on your mind, then consider this. If there is truly any purpose that could be passed on from me to you that guided you without violating the core of your identity, which is what most gurus do, and allowed you to live under freedom rather than control, it would be this. The purpose of your life is to live it. When you are no longer in conflict over who you actually are versus who you think you should be, the energy around you synergizes, and it enables you to reach and live in a higher plane. And that plane is passion.